I know Stu is doing something this Thursday at the Whiskey at Go-Go.
Yeah.
KNAC 40.
And 40 it's believable.
Been 40 years since what? KNAC. Oh, is Stu here?
He is indeed.
Stu wanted to tell you about it, and he brought in John Bush, Armored Saint singer, legend in metal. But yeah, KNAC was known for what? Breaking what? Metal bands?
Yeah, metal, hard rock. I mean, they were one of the hardest radio stations in the Southland.
One of the hardest, right?
Yep.
And so Stu got together with, you know, some of the bands, some people like that got broke by KNAC.
Yep.
And they're doing a KNAC 40 celebration.
At the Whiskey this Thursday.
He'll have all the information about tickets, but I was going down memory lane and I was talking to Stu yesterday and I was like, oh, sounds cool, man. Why don't you come on in and have a seat there, fellas.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bush.
What's up, brother?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Cool jersey. So, yeah. I love the Kings.
This is my son's jersey.
That's right. Yeah.
He plays for the Junior Kings. I was like, where's his jersey?
Have a seat here. Those are your microphones so we can hear you. Yeah. We were going down memory lane because the songs are turning 50, and all the songs reminded me of my mom driving the station wagon. It was the disco era.
Is that what? Yeah, because I just heard like Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on?
how does this relate to what we're doing?
Well, in a weird way,
we're going to do the metal version of Afternoon Delight.
The oldest Twinkie is turning 50. I mean, the oldest being the one they took out of the wrapper and just let it sit on the shelf of a science classroom.
Mm.
And I was talking to my little sister yesterday, and she was like, it's going to be a big year in 2026. She's turning 50 years old. And I was like, that really hit me because she's my little sister turning 50. And I was like, my God. So I was looking up songs. Maybe make her like a song playlist from
compilation
1976. That's cool. Yeah. And it was all those songs. That was up from the Hot 100. It was like the disco era.
Yeah.
They're all sexy.
It was a great year.
Great year for music.
Silly love songs.
There you go.
Let's see. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. December 1963. Kiss and Say Goodbye. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. So, I mean, but as I was listening to these songs, I was like, my God, I remember these being, because I was 6 years old. So I was 1976 when she was born. I was six. And so that's when I first started, you know, remembering music and how and singing along with mom in the car, like I said, with like silly love songs like I Love You. I was singing it to my mom and she's singing it back to me. It's like, it's the perfect song to be singing to your mother.
Very sweet.
It's so cute.
Do you remember the songs, John? Because I mean, you being the metal legend and the old fart that you are, but as far as like the songs that you like when you were 6 years old, is there something that you were influenced by or like your mom played in the car?
Yeah. I mean, that's when I really cut my teeth with music, actually, is listening to 45s, a lot of 45s that we had. You know, the Beatles, of course, the latter years. But I was kind of introduced to the Beatles around that time by my brother, who is a big music person. He even played the Black Sabbath, the first song of Black Sabbath, to try to scare me when I was like about 9 years old. And it did. It resonated for the rest of my life. Yeah. But it scared me at that time.
That imprinting.
It did. But yeah. I love all that stuff. All those pop songs are amazing. And they, you know, to me, they're a part of the way I look at songwriting, and I think they're really important, actually.
So when I was going down memory lane, I was talking to Stu yesterday, and he's like, I had this event at the Whiskey A Go-Go, KNAC 40, which is like the 40th anniversary of KNAC, which was a legendary rock station in Southern California, before I was ever in Southern California. So as far as the KNAC story, I'm not even familiar with like the station. So
yeah, well, KNAC, no. when it landed on my radar, and probably yours too, John, they weren't even playing pure rock. They had a format that was called Rock and Rhythm, KNAC. And even and as I learned
later. Come on, Stu, do it in your radio voice.
Sorry.
Rock and Rhythm.
As I learned even later, they did have a format called Pure Rock back in the 70s, and they were like the metal station of the day, like playing Blue Oyster Cult and that stuff when pop music wasn't pop stations weren't playing that, or just, you know, they were just always left to center. But in 1986, they decided that they needed to try something new, and there was, you know, metal was underground. KMET had kind of flirted with a show called Manic, or what was it called? It was a Saturday night show.
The Mighty Metal thing
that Jim Ladd would host, and then this Lucifer LaRock guy. And the guys at KNAC said, well, let's make this. This should be an entire format. Look at the shows that are selling out all over Southern California. Iron Maiden plays, you know, Judas Priest plays, and nobody's really super serving that audience. So on January 8th, 1986, they had gone in secret to like Tower Records with $1,000, bought a bunch of albums, and they went and
that's cool,
on January 8th, '86 they flipped the format that night to Pure Rock KNAC, and it was by far and for sure the most successful format for that radio station, and it really made a big imprint in Southern California. Like, KNAC ruled the streets.
And it really catapulted a lot of bands to another level for where they could play. Like, for instance, when I joined Anthrax in 1992, and then we played Irvine Meadows, and it was like, I mean, Anthrax was a pretty big band, but at that point, still, you know, you weren't going to be playing like the giant arenas and selling them out, or the Sheds and stuff. And it really did. I remember Suicidal Tendencies and Armored Saint played Irvine Meadows. It was like Suicidal is playing Irvine Meadows. And it was amazing. You know,
Was there a time when it was like, do we want to be playing Irvine Meadows? Or, I mean, like you said, it was kind of an underground, more underground thing at the time, didn't have the exposure. Getting the exposure, was there a little bit of like, well, you know, we don't want, we still want to be underground. It's like, it's cooler to be underground than to be exposed.
Well, I can't speak for Mike Muir, but Armored Saint definitely wanted to play Irvine Meadows. I'm sure he did.
There's always those people who are too cool for school, and they're like, you know what, we're just going to be underground.
I didn't think it was a sellout or a strike against any band that played. I mean, for crying out loud, in the US Festival was the biggest things that ever happened, and Metal Day was like the biggest day.
It was.
And it was Crew. Yeah. Choir Riot, Crew, Priest, Ozzy, Triumph, Scorpions, and then, you know, the infamous Van Halen.
I mean, I've only been out in, you know, L.A. for the last 28 years, I guess.
1990.
That's it.
Right?
But as far as like, you know, KNAC, I was never like familiar with it or whatever, but I mean, it sounds like it was, I mean, because being where I'm from, we didn't have that many stations to have a format that was specifically, you know, let's go pure rock. We didn't have that. But I guess, I mean, I hear, you know, when people find out I'm in radio, I'm on KLOS, they're like, oh yeah, KMET and KNAC. And they're like, I should just know the history of radio.
The trifecta.
I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah.
Cool.
But you're throwing like a 40th anniversary.
So yeah, this is our 40th anniversary of the format flip. And you know, we celebrate them on the zeros. We did a 30th anniversary 10 years ago here on KLOS. But this is taking place at the Whiskey, and it's going to be a full night. By the way, I should get this out in front. We're going to give away before we leave this room. We're going to give away a VIP package, and I'll get to that in a second.
Whoa.
But yeah, so it's going to be a night of bands playing, of musicians jamming. It's going to be Q&A. Conversations with some of the, you know, the players of the day. All the jocks from KNAC are going to be there. There'll be video tributes. It's like, I don't know.
How long has it been since you've seen like vintage merch?
Oh, it has been a minute.
I bet you're going to see it on Thursday.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, we're going to be. Yeah, it's we've reprinted a million t-shirts, stickers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, nice. It's all going to be there.
If you have memories of KNAC and want to call the show and fill me and Heidi in and everybody else who's not familiar, I mean, obviously, Stu and John Bush can fill us in. But it's like, yeah, what are your memories growing up in Southern California and having, like you said, the big
three,
KLOS, KMET and KNAC, and having a true, you know, the rock universe was right here, and everything just went out from that. Like, this was the big bang of rock. This was was Los Angeles.
I mean, as far as radio ratings wise, KNAC existed in the shadow of KLOS. I mean, it was just no competing.
Was it a smaller signal?
It was a tiny signal. At Long Beach? It was
Long Beach.
It was like a high rise in Long Beach. That they had this antenna. So it definitely, you'd get to certain places like in the valley where all of a sudden you start getting, the static would kick in. So you would lose it. But, you know, I mean, you still would listen to it. You'd listen through the static because they're playing Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you're like I'm listening to it.
Music that nobody else would play. You'd like wake up in the morning and KNAC's playing Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, Metallica.
What were the bands that, because they had a format now to be exposed on, where like the new bands, when they that format changed 40 years ago, they were like, you basically, they broke you on KNAC.
Who were the new, everybody from the strip too. Like, you know, I tend to like, you know, talk about like
new
the metal bands, but all the strip bands you know.
Sure. GNR, I mean, obviously, and you know, bands like Black and Blue and
Bullet Boys.
I mean, with KNAC having a smaller signal than KLOS, did KNAC almost do things before KLOS, then KLOS would pick it up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
it's a smaller
signal. They played Armored Saint. I mean, they played the song Over the Edge. I remember people are like, they're playing your song on KNAC
on the radio
all the time. I'm like, yeah. Really? And so it was like, wow, this is
that's
so yeah, like, you know, we made it safe for you for other radio stations to play Guns N' Roses, to play Metallica, to play certain AC/DC songs, to like go deep on AC/DC.
Yeah,
exactly. Van Halen, like we just like if it
so
rocked,
KNAC
we
was like the farm team of rock, and then basically you would go up to the majors and be playing on KLOS.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
That was a good analogy.
Thank
yeah.
you. It's the Miller High Life.
Hey,
that
was whoa,
oh, word sandwich. Better.
Yeah, so all the guys, all your band's going to be there. Armored Saint is going to be there. They're not necessarily playing, but we're going to.
So, well, Gonzo and Phil are playing.
Yeah,
they're doing part of a jam, and Joey and I are doing a Q&A. I don't know what Jeff Duncan's doing, we'll all be there hanging out. I'm sure a lot of other
and that's this Thursday at the Whiskey. Yeah. And is there a website or something? Go get the pre-sold tickets.
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. KNAC40.com. Like, there's a ton of information there. And obviously you can pick up tickets there. You can pre-order merch there as well.
Wow, that's cool.
So, yeah, they've got that part tamped down. Guys from Biohazard will be there. Wendy Dio is coming to talk about everything that we always did with the Children of the Night Foundation and Ronnie James Dio. We were really close with them. The Great White Band that was the last Great White that Jack Russell was a part of, they'll be there. Love Hate's going to be there. Tamey Down, Faster Pussycat will be there because we love Tamey, and Faster Pussycat is the greatest. They just played last week and was sold out, and it was a nutty, nutty show. Doug Aldrich, who played in a million bands, Hurricane Dio, he's in Dead Daisies, Jamie St. James, Robert Sarzo, guys from
Rhino Bucket. Real quick, Rhino it might Bucket. Be easier to go through who's not going to be there.
yeah, right. You should be there if you're not.
Yeah, you should be there. And all the jocks will be there. What's
the jocks from KNAC?
Yeah.
From back in the day?
Just about all of us, yeah. Thrasher, Gonzo, Greg, myself. I'm not sure if Long Paul's coming or not. We'll be honoring Ton Mastery, who passed several years ago.
Yeah, Ton was cool.
Yeah, they'll be...
And you guys have a KNSC staff band?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm in that.
Yeah.
So
tell us about that.
The Toxic Undershorts are going to be playing.
Toxic Undershorts.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh.
That was myself and Dangerous Darren, our, the terrible tunester Crazy Craig. So if, like... I feel like I need to explain kind of what that is, but we had a contest, a nightly contest based around a guy who could mangle up a melody and a phrasing of a song so badly that you would like struggle to like, wait, what song? I mean, he could literally take She's Buying a Stairway to Heaven, and when it comes out of his mouth, you'd be like, what? Wait, I think I know that. What is that? And that was the, you know, you had to be the first caller to identify the song. That's the singer of our band, so.
Wow. What a night this is going to be.
So we're going to open the show, and it'll only get better from there.
Yeah, we're starting the KLOS band with
we should.
Emo being on kazoo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Kazoo.
I don't get to play bass?
No bass.
Bass and kazoo?
Bass and kazoo.
Bass and kazoo.
Bass and kazoo. Yeah, okay. Bazoo.
Bazoo.
You can use a slide on the bass when you're not playing it.
So. Yeah.
Funny, I never got an invite to join that band.
You need to
I'll check my email.
Let's do it. We've talked about it before.
I'll check
but,
my email.
You know.
It's probably in there somewhere.
Oh, because you would definitely show up.
I mean, I guess we're going to be playing.
Can't imagine why we didn't ask you to be in the band.
We're going to be playing desert gigs.
There we go.
That's the only way.
Yeah, head out to the kid. You're going to play Heidi's guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The Toxic Undershorts in Heidi's guest bedroom.
I love that we're talking about
we should do
the
that.
Undershorts.
We should do a live that's performance awesome. From your bedroom with cameras and stuff. That'd be hilarious. Now, do you guys wear undershorts? Is that part of it? Like you are down to your skivvies when you're doing
I mean, dude, no? I'm buck naked.
Buck naked.
Yeah. Under my clothes.
Commando, baby.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't do the undershorts.
You
they're toxic.
I was at Harbor Freight the other day, and they sell those hazmat suits. They're like, you know, a couple of bucks, and I'm like, oh, should I buy those for us? You guys, Anthrax, do you remember when you wore the We're Not Changing Our Name?
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was during the Anthrax scare?
Well, it was a show that we did right after the 9/11 circumstance there, and we, because at that point, we were getting all these people saying, are you going to change your name? Because several people did die from the anthrax envelopes that were put out by some maniac. And we're like, well, we're not planning on it, and we don't want to. But it became this big thing, and we were getting calls from, like, the Wall Street Journal and like, big newspapers saying, okay, what are you going to do? Like, we're not doing anything. Yeah, but we figured, okay, this is an opportunity to do something cool. So we put it, one guy was weird, the next one not, the next guy's changing, and we just came out, the five of us, and stood in front of the stage for, like, a minute before we started playing, and just stood there. And
it was a very defiant, bitching scene.
That's metal, though.
It was rock and roll. Oh, yeah.
Hell, it's a bunch of pussy stuff, too, for people asking you to change your name because people died of anthrax.
Like, it wasn't anthrax fans asking.
Let's make the Bullet Boys change their name.
I mean, yeah. I guess if somebody, yeah, right. you know, if literally thousands of people started dying, it might have been hard to get some gigs at that point.
Did you guys ever, like, when it's like, wow, people want to change their name, like, any ideas real quick? I mean, if we had to,
I won't mention the network because I won't, but like there was a point where, you know, after 9/11, there was the tickers. Everybody had the tickers mm-hmm. of all the stories. And Scott Ian did something where we did a press release where he says, we're going to change our name to Basket Full of Puppies. And then he said, it sucks that I have to joke about this. And that was part of the press release. Well, this particular network just posted that. Where Anthrax comes out with basketful, changing the name to Basketful of Puppies, and that was it. And we're like, oh, that's all you're gonna say? Like, that's not the scenario here.
You need the full quote there.
Yeah. So,
but you gotta own that and actually sell the Basketful of Puppies merch too, as well.
I mean, it was a cool name for a band.
I want to make a shirt. I want it.
There you go. You can go with the Toxic Avenger.
Get on it,
Basketful of Puppies.
Get on it, class. Basketful of Puppies. The band that never happened. Almost did. So this is Thursday at
Thursday at the Whiskey at Go-Go. We're nearly sold out, but we're not quite sold out. So if this at all appeals to you, definitely head over to knac40.com and pick up a pass or two, a ticket or two. They're after fees and stuff, they're about $40, which is
pretty
reasonable these days.
What you guys just described of what's going to happen that night.
And that's then the cool. VIP pass that we're going to give away here in a minute is all of that and more. You get merch, you get early access, you get photos with
Toxic Avengers,
the Toxic Undershorts.
It'd be
nice
name.
To see the Avengers there too. Photo pass. You can get in early and watch sound check and get all that stuff. And I know I'm forgetting more, but
you just say and more. That's all you do. You just
and
go,
more.
And more is going to be there.
Oh, and all, I love and more.
She shows up at
and
more.
And more. Please.
David 661 checking in says, in 1970, I listened to KNAC 24/7 every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. They played the Beatles, Good Morning.
And in 1970.
Yeah. Well, yeah, before, because 1986, they made the change. Yeah. It says, then in like 1990, some friend of mine and I went to Irvine Meadows for Scorpions, and then somehow I walked out of there with a KNAC 3x5 banner. I think we ruined the banner contest. For the album cover. They stole the KNAC banner.
They didn't steal it. I mean, yeah, you think you stole it, but
they didn't care.
We gave it to you.
We'd
give away anything.
KNAC was the only station I could hear Bang Tango, Prong, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and Metallica playing in the morning while listening to Thrasher getting ready to work. Love those days.
Thrasher's going to be there. He's my housemate. I'm driving him there.
Rob says, when I heard that KNAC went off the air, the new station came on and threw all the records out the window. Is that true?
No.
It changed to a Latin station.
Yeah.
What is it now? I mean, because it doesn't...
It's a station. It's called Que Buena, and they play like Norteño and the Spanish language music. They've been very successful.
Since when? I mean, like, when did
I
that...
I think right afterwards.
So we went off the air on February 15, 1995. And they took over then, and as far as I know, it's still the same format. I wouldn't know because I don't listen.
Mm-hmm. You didn't call up and say, "Hey, let's do the 40th anniversary of the old format on Que Buena."
Yeah, could you play?
Just blow their minds.
Bring one of the DJs in.
Yeah, Los Tigres del Norte. I want to hear that. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, no. By the way, KNAC is back. That's the other thing that of all of this is that there was a station out that broadcast out of Barstow towards Vegas that was called Highway Rock. And if you were just any kind of rock and roll person driving to Vegas, you'd, you know, dialing around, you'd find it. Well, that station is now called KNAC, Pure Rock KNAC. They're at like 96 point something or other, and you'll find it if you're driving out there. And so if you're in Barstow, or if you're a lizard or a cactus, or if you're hanging out on Zizzix Road, you are rocking out.
Everyone knows Zizzix Road,
I know,
actually.
That's my point of reference for that whole area.
It's my Google my Scrabble victory every time.
A lot of points.
If you're in Prim, I think we're rocking that place. And I think it starts, you know, and it reaches into Vegas.
Does the owner or the program director or somebody there at that station and, you know, out
Gonzo
there?
Greg.
So is
my old morning
from
part
there.
It's his baby.
Still living the KNAC days.
Absolutely.
But I'm not allowed to die.
And you can stream it, you know, if you want. So. It's there.
There you go.
Yeah. I can't, like, man. Somebody in KLOS management is probably like just about to jump out a window.
Oh, they're fine.
Why are we promoting another radio station?
Why would we do this? Why?
It's a station in Barstow. Relax.
Yeah, thank you.
Act like you've been here before, KLOS. We're fine.
You're good.
You signed us up for 2 years. What else could go wrong?
Oh, you're in good hands. Ish.
Don't they got those stale Twizzlers in Barstow?
Yes. Stay out of Barstow.
Well, 818-955-2955. Is the morning show's number, so if you want to call in right now and get that VIP.
Get that VIP pass.
For this special event celebrating the 40th anniversary of the KNAC Pure Rock format that came out in 1986 on January 8th. It's happening Thursday night.
Very day. That's a lot really of people were like, why are you doing it on January 8th? Like, well, A, we were able to get the day from the whiskey because they're busy. And
busy.
B, it's beautiful. It's
awesome.
It lines
The whiskey is like a very popular place. People should go there.
Legendary.
I can't believe no one's mentioned. Really, you guys knew about it?
What, the whiskey?
Seriously.
The whiskey is,
people should check it out.
Institution.
I'm
always amazed when I meet a grown-up and he's like, yeah, I've never been to the whiskey. I'm like, you've never, ever once been to the whiskey go-go in your life?
I can't believe people don't talk about it more. Like, it hasn't broken more bands.
Did you just move here? No.
It does.
It does break bands, too.
And Mike and Amy, you know, they're super cool. Me and my wife, Tori, become friends with Mike and Amy now, and they're amazing. You know, they also run the Rainbow and the Roxy. So, like, it's a family business, basically.
I kind of want to do something down there at the Whiskey, too, with my Blind Barrels Whiskey nights. Just do something down there with Mike, because I got a whiskey tasting business, and so do it at the Whiskey.
That
and
would make sense.
And some combined thing with our Stay or Go bands to have something go down there. And so,
it all lines up.
Come on, hook me up, John, with the owners down there at the Whiskey.
We'll try.
Because no one's heard of it until today. And seriously, people should talk about it more. It's a fantastic venue. No,
Frank's always talking about whiskey. I don't know if it's the whiskey, but it's definitely whiskey. Wow. A lot of whiskey talk.
Thank you guys for coming in.
What do we take? Caller 25?
We got the 25? VIP.
Yeah.
VIP? Okay, here we go. It is, hello, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, I was listening to KNAC way back in the day myself, buddy.
Yeah.
Woo, Fred.
Well, you got the VIP, Fred, so you're going to the whiskey.
Oh, man, wonderful.
Have you heard of this whiskey place? It's fantastic. I can't believe no one talks about it.
Oh, yeah. I used to go to the Whiskey of Go-Go years ago, man.
So you know.
Gazari, all those great places.
This is, he's the right guy.
He's the perfect guy. He deserves it. Way to go, Fred.
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you so much. I can't wait to come.
Fred, you're my boy. Make sure we connect. I can give you two other GA passes, like, you know, for a total of four if we wanted.
So they can wait in the car while you go in early. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I saw Van Halen twice at Gazari's back in the day.
Wow.
Dude. Yeah.
Before they were popular. Yeah, before they became famous.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's incredible. Right,
Fred seems like the perfect winner.
Fred is the
stay
perfect
on hold, Fred. We will
stay on hold.
You up. Thank you for coming in. Stu Herrera and John Bush.
Go say hello
to them on Thursday down at the Whiskey A Go-Go. If you haven't heard of it, it's a great venue.
Yeah.
Well, let's work on that whiskey thing.
I definitely want to do that.
That would be really cool.
Please.
All right. Right now, though, we have to apologize, Heidi, to everyone we have offended today and get the hell out of here.
All you role players, Twizzlers, Fruit Flies, and, all you gay hockey players.
Feral Cats, Compton Reindeer, Bearded Dragons, and the Hershey Bears.
The Raiders, Rihanna, Quiznos, which is still in business, apparently, and Orlando the Magic.
Dairy Queen, Jelly Roll, Twinkies, and Waymo.
Unrivaled basketball, check it out. Roombas, Lab Mice, and people with S for brains, Johnny.
The Silvers, the Toxic Undershorts, Eddie Munson, and Stu Herrera and John Bush. You really have to listen to the whole show, brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's Best Car Buyer. We are Heidi and Frank. Spells
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.